Welcome back to The Price of Business. I am your host, Kevin Price, talking to you about you and your business. Harvey English, he's here. He's lined up next, and we know him from the Commercial Tax Network. Harvey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Kevin. How are you today?
Glad to have you on the program, that's for sure. Tell us a little bit. First of all, kind of give us a 411 on the Commercial Tax Network.
Well, the information is that we're just preparing up for another brisk season this year. It appears that the appraisal district has been looking at going up on values for commercial property mostly, and the residential market's going to stay kind of flat, but that's what we're seeing so far going on.
Okay. And why do you think that that's going to be the case? Why are they going to go after the commercial and stay flat on? I can see a little bit on why they might stay flat on the residential, because they really gouged last year and there's only so much people are going to tolerate. But are you thinking now they're thinking it's the commercial's turn?
Well, I think that, you know, they've seen in their own wisdom. To be honest, I think a lot of it has to do with taxing jurisdictions that are needing money, and I think that they're kind of jumping the gun, in my opinion, on going up on some of these values. They've talked about some stabilization in occupancy rates and rental rates seem to have indicated to them that, you know, the value should go up. So they're lowering their cap rates, which causes values to go up on income-producing properties. So, you know, all in all, I think they're going to be somewhat aggressive on the commercial side this year.
Okay. And what's your response going to be?
Well, our response is that, you know, everybody check your 401ks, you know. I mean, the economy seems to have some signs of stabilization and stop some of the big slides that we've had in the last couple of years. But I think it's a little premature to be raising values ahead of any real proof, in my opinion.
Yeah, and I think it's indicative of the fact that it's more about revenue than it is reality.
I think so. You know, the state that you hear all the time, the news that the school teachers and the school systems are hurting for money. They've, you know, had some real shortfalls in their budgets due to last year's reduction in a lot of the values. Certainly, you know, there's going to be some upward pressure from them to, you know, do what they can with the values.
Okay. Tell me, you know, fundamentally, kind of give us a history of your company.
Well, it was started back in the early 90s by Terry, my brother, and he had been worked with the appraisal district for a number of years, and for the Harris County Appraisal District and also for the Brazoria County Appraisal District, and then he got into the consulting business and started his own company, and I joined the Crusade back in, say, 94, and we've been partnered up ever since and saving people as much money as we can.
So you got roughly two decades of experience of helping people. And the thing that's interesting, be it a company or be it a residential, because you do residential as well, is that either way, there's no cost unless you save money.
That's typically the case, yes, sir.
Yeah. Now, tell me a little bit about how you've seen attitudes change when it comes by the appraisal districts over the last couple of decades.
Well, you know, they've always been real optimistic, talking about the attitudes of the appraisal districts, and they're certainly reluctant to take a lot of economic factors into consideration, and I think that their attitude still is one that, you know, they are pretty proud of their values and are going to try to sustain them as much as possible, and it's up to consultants and property owners to, you know, show them the data that that indicates that they may not be a little bit too optimistic.
Yeah, and I guess that's you know, a something that a lot of people are going to try to remind those districts. Absolutely. So let me ask you a little bit about the distinct differences between being a commercial appraiser or a commercial you know, defender, if you will, versus a home. And I know you do both, but what are the nuances of the two?
Well, the commercial, there's a lot to take into consideration. That it's not as uniform. The market's not as uniform. In other words, houses in a subdivision, typically, you know, you get all the information through MLS and realtors, and so the information is fairly handy. But commercial properties, there's not as much uniformity, and there's a lot of differences. There may be physical differences, the economic differences. They are two very distinct things, and have each one has its own things. We typically go out, take pictures, and are able to show some of the issues that we have with our properties. And we look at the income. There's income to consider. We look at the rental rates, occupancy rates in general. So those are the, you know, there's quite a bit of differences between the two, and that's what we're looking at. And also, I wanted to kind of bring up that we're coming up close to an April 15th deadline for business personal property renditions. So for businesses in Texas in general, but especially in Houston, they're have a deadline of April 15th in order to file those business personal property renditions, and without getting a penalty. There's a 10% penalty at the end of the year if you don't file. So I think it's important for everyone to get those things ready to go. And this is where you render and you send them the list of all your assets that are used to produce income, and we look at these things every year, and I think one of the things to consider on the business personal property side also is the economy, and if your business is not doing as well as it has in the past during the 2006, 7, 8, so when things were really good, business was booming, many of my clients have had issues, their sales are down. So these are the types of things that economic adjustments to values would also be helpful for businesses.
Okay. Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And I want to encourage people to contact commercialtax.com. Go to commercialtax.com and make sure you get more information. What's the phone number over there?
It's 281-897-1119.
One more time.
281-897-1119.
Let me ask you, when it comes to, the deadlines and that type of thing, obviously the government really is hoping that, you know, the average person's going to snooze. They have a lot of distractions and that type of thing. Kind of give me a chronology over the year of important dates.
Well, like I said, the April 15th for business personal property renditions, the end of April, April 30th, the exemptions, any exemptions for homestead exemptions, for Freeport exemptions, which a portion of your inventory costs can be exempted if they are sent out of the state. We have religious exemptions and agricultural exemptions. Those are all due at the end of the month. And then May 31st is the deadline for filing the real property. In other words, your commercial and residential are come up for that period. Now, and if your value is not noticed on time, which if it's not, you don't receive your notice of value by May 1st, then the deadline will be pushed back 30 days after you receive that notice. So, if you don't get a notice of value, then that, if it comes out later, then your deadline will be pushed back. But you get 30 days after you receive any notice from the appraisal districts about value.
Yeah, and of course, unfortunately, those things usually come in paper, and they get lost, and people, you know what I mean. It seems to me it's one of those things that people have a harder time keeping up with.
Yeah, and there's another problem if you change your address and you don't change it with the appraisal district, that notice may come to your old address. It's important to keep those addresses current. If you don't have an agent that gets all your information, then if you happen to be on vacation and gone out of the country or out of the state, you can, get these things taken care of, because the deadline's a deadline, and there are things we can do if you miss a deadline, but it's always easier to correct the problem right up front rather than wait and try to clean up a mess later.
Yeah, and by the way, you are our agent for my family, and I appreciate that. We appreciate the good work that you guys are doing. And so what percentage of your business is commercial versus residential?
Oh, I suspect that we're probably about 80% commercial.
80% commercial and about 20% residential.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, obviously, that's somewhat by design. And I would assume people, everyone who could do commercial in your field could probably do residential, but not necessarily the other way around.
Oh, absolutely, because there's so many things to understand about commercial. You've got for warehouses, you've got wall heights, office build-out. There's income to deal with or on an income-producing property. You got retail. There's always things that to look at as far as occupancy rates, rental rates. So it's infinitely more, more in-depth that you have to get into for these type of issues. And, I would certainly suggest that to anybody, I wouldn't try to reset a broken arm. I think I would, instead of trying to do it myself, I would go get a doctor to try to set that arm for me, to have a product that was straight when in the end.
Well, and not only that, the reality is that even if you were able to figure out how to navigate through this and end up saving a little bit of money, the opportunity cost is rather substantial.
Well, that's true. If your business is being a doctor, you don't have time to be going to the appraisal district to wait for a day to try to get into a hearing and then get it all taken care of. And to be honest, I've seen many times where property owners, I wouldn't say maybe get taken advantage of, but if you don't know the way they work in their valuation processes, their models that they use to do these things, you're at a distinct disadvantage when you're trying to get a value resolved. They will take that lack of knowledge and maybe throw you out something.
Harvey, I'm sorry, they're playing the music right now. I want to make sure people know commercialtax.com. Thanks for being with us, and thanks for keeping us informed of this important deadline.
Absolutely. Thank you, Kevin.
I'm Kevin Price. You're listening to Talk 650, powered by CBS Radio.